80s, 90s, QK, and today, the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM. It's Brock broadcasting from the Patterson's Audio and Video Studio. If you've been thinking about upgrading that car audio system, a great place to get that done is at Patterson's Audio and Video. They're going to find a state-of-the-art car audio system that is perfect for you and your vehicle. You can learn more at Patterson's Audio and Video, where they're now offering in-house financing. Stop by in person or across the street from the Birdie Skate Park, or give them a call at 208-678-6997. So last hour, we visited with Jerome Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Cheryl Viola about trust in the workplace and just how important that is. If you missed that segment, you can read up on the entire blog online at visitjeromeidaho.com. That's also where you can go check out the industry of the week. And Cheryl, this week we're congratulating the utility industry.
Yeah, we honor all of the field workers that are out there making sure that we have power and water and cable, internet access, you name it. And as well as people behind the scenes in the offices taking the phone calls. And, you know, companies like Idaho Power, Intermountain Gas, City of Jerome, you know, we've got Western Waste. We've got all of these great companies out there that are doing everything that we have so that we can access the utilities, even so much so that, you know, some of them are even waiving some of the fees during this time when people may not be having paychecks coming in. I mean, how can we not acknowledge the utility industry and what they're doing to help people during these difficult times?
Well, the internet service providers, too, I think, deserve mad props right now. I don't know that the internet has ever been as important as it has been these last couple of months, with people trying to stay in touch with family and friends and coworkers via video chat, and kids trying to get their education through distance learning and things like that. The internet becomes increasingly more important every day.
Oh, it does. I mean, if the internet went down, we'd be in really big trouble. But definitely Sparklight is listed, you know, Project Mutual Telephone does internet. I mean, yes, thank you. Know, make sure that if you see them out there, give them an extra wave, give them an extra thank you. We appreciate all that they're doing.
And you have that Utility Industry of the Week posted on the Jerome Chamber of Commerce Facebook page, yes?
It's on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And so, yes, go in and like, comment, and share, and just do a shout-out to them. So, yes, they're all there.
We wanted to bring up again Idaho Rebounds, our path to prosperity. It's the plan that Governor Little laid out for us on reopening the state of Idaho. And we talked a little bit about that last hour, but I want to talk about it again. There are four stages to this thing, if you want to elaborate a little more on that.
Yeah, they've got, and the stages are 2 weeks apart from each other. So the first stage is coming up this Friday, May 1st. And there's so much information that I'm going to guide people directly to the governor's website, which is rebound.idaho.gov. And there's not a lot of differences in in phase one. They're still really encouraging people to stay at home if your jobs will allow it as much as possible. And, you know, as far as some of the churches and stuff opening, they still have to have that social distancing. You know, there are some things that they have in place. And if we go, you know, for the 2 weeks from May 1st to May 16th without an increase in cases, then we will be able to move to phase two. That's how the plan is going to work. And so on and so forth, all the way straight down. Continue to have patience with each other. Phase two is the one where the businesses really need to be putting into their plan of action as far as in making sure, like last week when we talked about staying connected and making sure that you really post what your changes are going to be. And this would be for the businesses like the hair salons and those that are going to be able to open in phase two, will be able to clearly post what their safe practices are going to be and how they're changing some of those so that consumers are aware when they are allowed to finally be open their doors.
And again, that website is rebound.idaho.gov. That's where you can get a complete understanding of all four stages. The first one, again, getting underway this Friday on May 1st. Cheryl Viola, Executive Director, Jerome Chamber of Commerce. Again, that blog listed at visitjeromeidaho.com. Thank you so much, and maybe we'll actually get to see you in person next week.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
I'm crossing my fingers.
Cross your fingers. Okay, take care, Brock.
Thanks, Cheryl. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.